This is the Don and Mike Show.
And no one is feeling better than LaDainian Tomlinson. If he scores today, he'll break a 40-year-old NFL record indeed. Joining me today, that one indeed. Got to make sure I get those indeeds out of there. Joining me right now, Terry Howley and Jimmy.
Spanking right
spanking
there,
is
Terry.
Out. Coach LT being described as the best player in the league.
Hey, Jim, can I suck it back in? I didn't say it.
I didn't say it either, Emmett.
He's good.
Hey, can you give Terry some, can you give Terry some decaf coffee? Dynamite, no more NDs, no more NDs, Dynamite. The fine people at DirecTV who bring...
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Right.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Mike?
Yes. Listen what I got on my message at home.
All right.
Man, hectic, hectic. Feel electric, electric.
To Verizon's voice messaging service, please enter a mailbox. Please enter your passcode.
Would you like to know that?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Right.
Two. Saved messages.
Here we go.
In your mailbox. Uh-huh. Main menu.
Now listen to the message from George. It's actually quite sweet.
Send a message. First, saved message.
Hi, Don. It's George McFly. It's Tuesday afternoon. And, I talked to Bart in August just for a couple of minutes. He worried for his parents when this unbelievable tragedy happened. And it just broke my heart.
Don't you feel bad now, Mike?
Thinking about it.
No.
And I talk to Joan all the time. Me and her have such a great relationship. She's up in Fort Collins, north of Denver, here with Emma. My family's doing fine. And
that would be his wife, remember?
Joan definitely sends her sympathy and love. What can I tell you? You know, I love you guys, always have. And I really love her very much. And so it really, really, really affected me. And I just hope you're doing all right.
He's a nice guy.
And, and hanging in there. And just let you know I'm thinking about you. You ever want to call? My number is 7.
Okay, well, then he gives a phone number. Uh-huh. See? And this he says nothing like, I want the job. I want Mike's job.
I hope you're doing well. I love you so much. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Very see? Nice. Now, how could that not be nice?
Yeah, no, totally.
To repeat this message, press 1.
I won't repeat
save
it.
Save it. Press 2. Message saved for 30 days.
So anyway.
Second.
Come on. With
saved message.
What? The F do you want me to say now? Jeez, it was sweet. It was
you
loving.
See
it,
again,
it was supportive. It
how
was,
threatened you are by the fact that hack occasionally says he would like to have your job.
Jesus. Well, he's like one of your good friends. I mean, he's
like one of my good friends. You're like my friggin' brother, you big faggot. Okay.
What do you want me to say, man?
I hope you feel bad now.
Okay. Mission accomplished.
I hope you feel bad. Because yesterday I didn't even hear the whole thing. I just said to Mike, hey, I just called home. And guess who called? Because George McFly has had his radio life and his personal life, a lot of it, play out on our show.
Yeah. Yes. And he's had some interesting times.
He's had some ups and some downs.
Yeah.
So we'll call him later in the show.
All right. Great.
Okay. He cracked me up.
No, that is a very, very sweet message.
It's a very nice message.
It's sincere, and I know it's sincere.
Yeah, of course.
He's talked to you over the years, you know, and he has communicated with you on a regular basis.
And he is mentally unbalanced.
And he wants my job.
No, he does not. Listen, even if he wants it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that.
Can I tell you something?
Don't, that I know, for God's sakes. Faggot.
Okay, faggot.
Listen. I mean, I really do know that.
God forbid, you know. God forbid that your liver gives out or something. You know,
that could be days away.
You know, there would be.
I was thinking about that this morning.
Wow.
I was thinking about this morning.
About your liver giving out?
Yeah. Yeah, when I got another one of my dizzy spells. You know, and I was just like, man, poof. Slow down, Tiger. You're not 25 anymore. Seriously, I said that to myself. Slow down.
Really? Really? How hard did you hit it last
You told night? Me to. So that's like my way. In my mind, I go, that was a pass. Like that's the excuse du jour.
Like if I say, hey, Mike, it's something on the way home tonight, just run over as many people as you want if it makes you feel better.
That's not the same thing. That is not the same thing. I was very, no. I think when as we get older, we gotta reel it in a little bit. You can't act like you're 25 anymore. You can't burn the candle at both ends. And
you
I know we come
it
to work
last night,
like,
didn't you?
Yeah.
How bad did you
And
burn
I just
it?
Don't sleep. I can't sleep till noon like I did in college when I'd go out and do that. You get up.
Or like you did
get
a couple of weeks ago.
When?
A couple of weeks ago you slept till 11.
I probably stayed in bed till 11, but I'd never sleep till 11.
Okay, well.
It's impossible, and I wish it was. I wish I could go OUT. If I could do that, I would be fine because it's the perfect gig.
Don't you ever PA? For that. Don't you ever PASS OUT? I mean, not literally, but like, doesn't it help you go SLEEP?
No, I know.
Ambien.
No, it's really Ambien.
What a small dose.
No, Ambien.
And I want to say something about Ambien, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know if it's me, if I have the resistance of a rhinoceros.
That's what it is.
Jesus Christ.
Now, what is Ambien?
Ambien is supposed to be the world's best sleeping pill.
Prescription.
All I know is that I got some of them from a doctor. Uh-huh. And the first night that I took, I woke up as usual since Frida died. I woke up like at 3 a.m. like, this pill sucks. So I called the doctor the next day. He says, okay, tell you what. Tomorrow night, take two and get ready for a good solid 8 hours sleep.
Okay. Right.
I slept maybe 3 hours again.
Even with that stuff?
Yeah.
What are you taking them with?
Vodka.
It should work, though.
Vodka.
Right. Tequila.
I see. It I know works. You. I know you wanted the real answer, like water or orange juice or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't think that I don't see the little things on the labels, the little yellow stickers, which indicate don't mix. But
those are just suggestions. Kind of,
what they say to me is have a better time.
That's right.
If you really want to enjoy yourself.
Those are fun stickers.
Ignore that Mr. Yuck sticker and go ahead.
Well, I guess then my old Tylenol PM wouldn't be a really good idea, would it? That's my 85-year-old mom that would say, if you want to sleep on a plane flying across the country, have a little Tylenol PM.
I think Tylenol PM is good.
She swears by it.
It helps. I like
but
Tylenol.
She's also, you know, she's 85 and you know, weighs 160 pounds.
Can you take it with booze?
Huh?
Can you take it with booze?
I think you can do anything.
What about when you used
Thank
to take...
Thank you. I'll be right back.
What about when you used to take Tylenol PM?
Yeah, that was... How many cross-country flights did that last? One, the with problem. That big embarrassment... Tylenol BM, it was like one Bloody Mary, a Tylenol BM, and then all hell broke loose.
Right.
You might have read about it in the papers. I was on a cart.
It was Mike's idea to make Tylenol PM into a suppository.
Yeah. And we used to have a tape about the guy overreacting to that whole thing.
Some people can't handle it.
You know, it was. I thought it was completely out of hand the way he reacted.
Here's
to that.
The tape from the plane with Mike with the
Tylenol foreign flight attendant.
When I open the curtain,
there he is.
I see this gentleman.
Right, me.
Mike sitting on a service cart.
Yeah.
Sitting down.
Uh-huh.
Mike.
He stands down to his ankle.
Bathroom. Oh, shut up.
Excuse me, sir. This is not a bathroom.
Come on.
Imagine. A small room.
Yeah.
Smell.
Oh, come on.
It's bad.
You can't hide it.
It's a lot of fun.
I didn't try to hide it.
It was very bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Get used to it. Well, you feed me a Tylenol BM, and that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very embarrassed. And then, and then getting arrested.
So how much did you have to drink last night?
Be honest. Greater than six.
Oh, come on.
Less than 12.
Put a number on it.
I have no idea.
Okay. On a beer level, do you think you had 10 beers last night?
I'll tally it up over the weekend, probably have the same amount on Saturday, and I'll come back and give you a number. Probably more than 10.
Okay, see, here's the thing. I can't judge.
Now.
I'm
embarrassed, and now I feel all bad about George McFly. This is not one of my best segments.
You're doing fine.
No, you're doing fine, Tiger.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, here's what I don't understand. I will go home at night, and it's no secret that I have a drink every night.
Yeah,
and
you do it in the way that my folks used to do it. It's kind of a traditional way. The old come home and have it, and that's the way my folks do it.
I come home and I have my nice double vanilla vodka, and I put the cranberry juice in there, and I sit down and I get a nice little drunkie going, and then I have dinner and I go to bed. And that's what I do. And I've had people say to me, you realize that if you drink every day, that means, no, I don't have a problem drinking. I got no problem drinking. I tell you the time I have a problem drinking, when the freaking liquor stores are closed.
Okay.
That's when I have a problem drinking, because I can't get the booze.
And I do it much more like we all did it when we were, in college.
But here's what I don't know. I don't know the number of beers that would equal, for instance, one double mixed drink. And there are, like, on the weekend, I'll have a double at like 4 in the afternoon. Then I'll have another one And maybe, God, you know, if I'm on the phone with my drunk best friend, and he's drunk, well, I want to get drunk, so I'll have a third. But I don't know how many beers equals, like...
Well, somebody, didn't somebody say one time that, Buzz, when we were taking that motorcycle thing, that if you...
We
if
used
you,
to know.
Isn't one beer the equivalent of, a regular mixed drink?
You know, I think that's right. I think something like that. One equals one. They're all the same.
So I'm lapping you. Yeah. I'm lapping both you guys when I choose to do that. I don't do that every night, though. If I did that, I'd be dead.
I think it's 12 ounces of beer, ounce and a half of booze, 4 ounces of wine.
Oh, okay. All right, so if you're having a double, that would be two to three beers?
Like, how many in a double would you say? Like 3 ounces, 4 ounces?
Can I just say something here? It's a shot glass. I get the shot glass. Okay. I put two shots of vodka in and fill the rest with cranberry.
Can I just offer this? Let me offer this.
Yes, what?
Who cares?
Who's
counting?
What's all this scorekeeping?
Why are we counting?
Figures, boring.
If we really start counting, that might make somebody in this room look bad, okay? Because we're not including...
Oh, now hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is
in college.
Big part of the party atmosphere.
This is why it's good you own a bar.
Yeah.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Otherwise, you'd be going broke right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you had at least 10.
Well, yeah, I probably wouldn't be doing it.
At least 10 beers, and how many shots?
4 or 5.
Hey, what were the shots? For like Jägermeister?
No, fruity, poofy things.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you?
They're called. They're actually called redheaded sluts.
How many?
And I don't think I can say the other kind that we had.
No.
What kind? Can you spell it? Use the initials?
Yeah, I'll write it down. Part of it. I'll write it down because it's. And I might be wrong. You might say, yeah, you can say that. I don't have any paper to it, but I'll write it right up here.
Okay.
I just don't think we can say this on the air. But it's the name of it. You get that in anything.
Tight.
I think anybody that's had them probably knows what I'm talking. Tight.
Type is type, Mike, so let me just play a clip from one of my favorite movies.
Okay. The critics love Snatch.
Thank you.
There you go.
There, I think we explained it.
So between the sluts and the critics love...
Mm-hmm.
The critics love Snatch.
So that's a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had that with the beer.
Yeah, with the beers.
Okay, now, here's a serious question.
Yes.
At the end of the evening...
Yes.
And I know you don't drive home.
Right.
How nuts are you? I mean, are you... Okay, here's the thing.
Not at all.
If you called me, because, you know, you and I both have the radar with each other.
Yeah.
When we're drunk and we think we can fool everybody else in the world.
Right.
But and really with Mike and I...
If I called you, would you know?
Yes. Would I have known last night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But not in that, you know...
But it's all... I would have...
I know I've called you and you've called me when we've both been... You know, just and it's all by degree, and it's a very, you know, this is a long, long evening. This is a very lengthy,
okay, and how
lengthy
many,
evening.
How many hours from
7:30 until 1:30?
Man, you're a goddamn man.
Well, I mean, it's closing time.
I stayed
there. I had dinner there.
You busted your balls.
I have dinner and I hang out. I mean, it was a long and that's rare. That's actually, believe it or not, that is extremely rare. I will normally. Not be there. I will normally be there two hours, 3 hours later and do that and go in for the late night. That's when I'll go in there. I normally don't do, and there was one time, all right, I'll share, since this is exposed my soul and I know you're enjoying this, I'll give you that.
Me? Enjoying this? I'm not enjoying this.
There was a day.
There's no entertainment value in this.
There was a day in the middle of everything. That,
in the middle of which everything?
Everything over the summer. That when we had a day off here. Okay? You remember that day?
Okay.
And that day...
Oh, I know. In the middle of all the Frito stuff. Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha.
And that was the day that started seriously at 11:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that the day that you drank the 2 bottles of whiskey? You talked about that.
I already talked about that?
Yeah. You mentioned that in one day you drank two bottles of whiskey.
So, you know, really, and do you know seriously how I think about it? That eventually it will be probably, because moderation, in my opinion, in some cases, is tough for me.
Moderation in all things, including moderation.
But it might just be, you know, turn off the light switch. Might be time. And I know it'll, you know, and people think you're, you know, they think that you're a little dull, you're a little boring, you're not the life of the party anymore, but it might be time. I actually had thoughts today. I was like thinking about how I would do that and how I would devise ways of doing it without people knowing.
Hold on.
How I'd go off the sauce without people knowing.
Never.
Well, I've done it for months at a time. I've done it actually for, I'll take a month off and I won't do that.
I know
and
you
I do,
have.
And I've faked it then too, where I'll say, hey, you know, give me that, that glass, put a lime in it, make it look, so you don't, cause
do you pretend
there's
like
a lot of peer group pressure.
Do you pretend like you're drunk then?
No. Because I don't, you know, really, I don't walk around, I'm not like falling and,
right.
and staggering
not
and
sloppy.
And really not even.
You're really a great drunk because, except for when you get really drunk and you get mad when you want to fight somebody.
And people won't see that coming because it's not like I'm going, you gotta go with, no. It doesn't manifest. It's like what it will be just cruising along and looking normal and then saying something so horribly inappropriate or nasty that, that it catches you. But no, but there, you know, it's all by degree. No. It is.
I don't know. I mean, who am I
what
to
I'm
say?
Saying is,
God knows that I've abused every vice
no,
in the world.
No, see, you don't abuse alcohol, in my opinion.
No, and only because I didn't get an early start. I never never got a taste for it.
Right.
However, I don't think you should stop drinking. I think you make it a... Listen, first, no one likes a quitter. And second, let's face it. You know, you without booze? Come on.
Not right.
Come on. I'll give you this.
Yeah.
You have lost 30 pounds. You're sticking to your diet. You do not smoke as much as you used to. However, booze is your go-to.
Yeah.
And more specifically, beer is your go-to.
No, I've lost 30 pounds, and I've done it with diet alone. And I think it's in order to, you know, really, you have to say at a certain point, in order to, you can go, there is a fork in the road, in my opinion. There's a fork in the road, and you can take the one where you're going to, we're seriously going to be walking going, can we play a game? And you're just going to kind of be... And when you,
no,
oh, actually, I shouldn't say this.
You're gonna get to the fork in the road. When
you
you're,
see when you're in,
when you're in the ambulance. That's when you get to the fork in the road, and they say, Mike, your liver is so enlarged that it's coming out your throat. That's when you'll say, okay, I'm not gonna drink anymore.
These I'm just offering thoughts that I have, serious
right.
thoughts that I have.
Right.
And you know you do you just it is.
All right. Well, you heard it today on the Don and Mike Show exclusive.
Mm-hmm,
somebody
mm-hmm.
call the press. Mike O'Mara. Stop drinking.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Exactly.
We gotta sort of ease into this. No, in fact, we can't ease into it at all. I think
no.
it's gonna, you know. But I really.
No, hold on. Follow up on that, please.
You gotta stop. I think I'm just gonna have to stop. When I stop, it's gonna have to be. That's it.
Not a chance.
Well, a buddy of mine did this, and he did it once a year, maybe twice a year, where he would just quit for a month, wouldn't have a drop for a month. And I did that once, and that's you know, that's good for you, too.
So when is a month going to be? Not that I care, I'm just wondering. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, drink during the show if you want, I don't care. Have a drink when you get up in the morning.
I think after Halloween, that party mm-hmm. night, that 29th, I think that's it for a month. And hold me to that.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I ain't your mommy.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to ask about it, that's fine. And I'll just say, I'll tell you whether I've succeeded or not. If it's a challenge, and you know.
Oh, it will
I
be.
Think it's a real good idea for me to take that challenge.
Okay, all right. You know, it's your idea, your challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to support you,
mm-hmm.
but I also would like to bet against you.
Okay.
That I just and I know here's the thing well, about you.
You shouldn't bet against me for a month because I mean I've done that before. That,
but I know
that's not
be,
a problem.
I know you'll be honest.
Yeah, I will be honest.
And
yeah.
I also know that if I really wanted to, I could make you drink. I mean, I could not like physically,
like in within the month.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you like cajoled me into it or something like that,
I could just play the Frida card and say, hey, come over, I have to talk to you, and then I'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm so down. Why don't we just have a drink?
Or simply have another absinthe.
I
don't think even you could do that. I don't think so.
Nobody. Oh, and hold on. Did you hear what Buzz said?
What's that?
Simply have another absinthe.
Because did you notice back in the office that the green bottles have arrived?
Yeah, I noticed that.
About we have an absinthe show on, gosh, I don't know, like November 14th. I don't even know what day of the week
Can't
that
do
is.
It, Don.
Why?
Can't do it.
Can't do what?
It's during my month.
Well, how about this?
During my month.
How about you always say,
you know, you need one person to be in control.
Say,
how about that person's me that day?
I'd love it.
Designated
okay?
driver.
It's a day.
I mean, you still got to, you know, do all the things you do.
I know.
That's
I just
what
won't,
you do.
I won't drive
that
myself
actually might
that
be,
day.
That might be fine. How about we do it that way? We do the absinthe show and I'm the one.
Brilliant idea.
That watches okay. everybody else.
Okay.
Because that will be a test.
You bet that will.
That will be a test. But that's only fair. You've done that a couple of times. So I have no problem with that.
How's Monday sound?
Hello.
Let's do it. Yeah, Monday's, yeah, because Monday's, that's perfect.
Monday's Halloween. Monday is Joe's big, oh boy, but you know what? No, we can't do it Monday because you got to leave early to take your kids trick-or-treating, right? And you're going to have to give me a ride home. So we'll do it one day next week.
Right. How about Tuesday? Let's do a Tuesday.
How about it, Beth Ann?
See, it's either the front end or the back end. You know, but see, the back end it'll be the home stretch. The harder for me it'll be. It's not going to be hard for me.
It's going to be impossible. For
it's not. It's not
impossible for you.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
Now everybody. Now you're gonna paint it like now everybody's gonna be rooting for me to fall.
No.
And then it's like, no. Oh, he did. He finally succumbed. And then I'm like,
that's totally out of control. Jesus Christ. No, you're
I remember that. I love that absent.
You are going to prove all of us wrong.
Right.
You are going to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you're going to get bombed on
November 29th.
No, but
starting counting the days.
Yeah, but before Halloween, don't you have like a big a night of bombing planned?
Yeah, but that's it, man. You got to. There's always one of those. I mean, there's always one of those, and that's really more now a promotion at the restaurant.
But what I'm saying is though that's going to be close enough to Tuesday that maybe you it won't be so far out of your system. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should wait a week. Maybe we should do it like this.
Get a little further in.
Closer to Thanksgiving, so that you've had more time in between your last big fling and the month.
You do it whatever way you want to do
right,
it.
But yeah, how about close to close to Thanksgiving, Rob?
Do you want the 23rd?
Yeah, Thanksgiving Wednesday. No. I can't. I can't.
No, that's because
I got family coming.
We're all doing stuff.
What about around the 14th, like you suggested?
On a Monday?
Or someday that week.
How about the
Tuesday like I suggested? How about next Tuesday?
No, I got it. Please. How about the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week?
Okay.
Because that won't impact you at all if allegedly you're not drinking because you wouldn't have any problems.
Right.
And that would only screw up the rest of us maybe on the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I could deal with
that. And see, that's the one you mentioned that because I have to deal with the one because that will be the big party night for me. Okay. After this 29th, mm-hmm. and that's the one I'll have to go.
All right. Then.
And you know what?
You are
more than the absence, Joe.
Yeah.
You. When we come back from our little Thanksgiving break, you ask me how I did on that because that will be the tester.
Oh, that's right. Because you.
I'm already doing it. I'm already enabling myself. Listen to this.
You'll have Thanksgiving, and then you'll have that big Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. And you know, you have leftovers, and you'll have family and friends.
That's
everybody
the Thanksgiving weekend is a piece of cake. It's the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
All right. Okay. Well, I will bet on Team O'Mara.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I think it's great.
Although I just want to say I think it's foolish. I think that, listen. Booze is your friend, you know. Listen,
yeah, but it's nice. You know, sometimes even your best friend, you got to take a little time away from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, really. My best friend, so I'm gonna say goodbye to my best friend for a little while. It's time.
But you're gonna have
after Saturday.
One last. That's like saying you're gonna break up with the chick, but I'm gonna break up with her after Saturday night. After I just pork her brains out
one more time,
just one last time.
Yeah, and I really should. Bag Saturday too, but that ain't gonna happen.
No, okay, it's not realistic.
So it's the 22nd, a Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So BA, if I start the hiatus on Sunday,
will you drink on Sunday?
No, God.
Okay. So the 30th, you won't be drinking.
That's the only thing that has saved me. Incidentally, is like I'm not one of these guys that can do the hair of the dog experience. That and I've known guys that do that. That have a terrible night, feel horrible, and the way that they feel better is that I can't do. Otherwise, it would be terrible. You let me know when I'm done with my month.
Okay. Well, that would be Wednesday the 30th of November.
Let him know when he's done with his month.
Wednesday the 30th of November. That's the week after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right.
That means no. Now, Mike, this is your choice. You
I had to give up one. I had to give up the Halloween party or the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. It's going to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
It's your choice. I mean, listen, free will. I say drink as much as you like.
Don't have to do it at all.
Yeah, right. Who am I to judge? I'm not your judge or jury.
I see what you're doing. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You're testing me already.
I'm not
going to bite that apple, boys. Ain't going to bite that apple.
Right. We ain't testing
you. Not going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Just, for people around the show,
yeah, Mike. You
know, might be a week or two of just being slightly testy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey, it's Drunk Chad.
Hey, you know what I do, Mike?
What do you do, Chad?
I take the last 3 days off of every month, and I fast.
Thanks, Chad. Chad, you know, on this particular subject, since we've spoken to you, and you're out in Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
In the middle of the day when you're, you know, at lunchtime, yeah, that you've bombed every day. I'm just not going to let you be my role model on this
okay,
one.
Okay, bye. Chad, do you have a knock-knock course?
No, but can I get in real quick?
Can you?
What did the banana say to the vibrator?
What?
Why are you shaking, buddy? She's going to eat me.
He slurred it again.
When we come back, I don't know if we've ever done this before on the show. I'm sure we have in some point, but Joe just found something on the web, or Beth Ann did. Am I an alcoholic?
Mm-hmm.
Answer yes or no to the following questions. I think we may have taken a similar quiz at some point.
I think we have.
But we should do it when we come back.
Things have changed, though.
We got to...
I think we took it like a long time ago.
Okay, we'll take it again.
A refresher.
Take it again when we get back. And also,
I was not an innkeeper at that point.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
We will take a peruse at our website, too. As a matter of fact, if you go there right now, Buzz,
yes,
to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, really the story tells itself, although we're going to have to tell more. Mike, if you would look at the computer.
Okay.
See if you can read what the sign in front of Herb Legger's Barbershop says. Can you read that for us?
Whites only.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, my God.
The reason is, you see...
Herb looks like maybe he's a Klan.
No, Herb can't cut black hair.
Doesn't know how.
He does not know how.
So would a gentleman of color be more than welcome to walk in and socialize in his establishment?
Yes. That's what he said. Well, yeah, he says it, but I don't really believe him. Looking at his picture.
No, I agree.
And he is also, isn't he down in Lafayette?
Yeah, one of our proud.
Yeah, right, Lafayette, Louisiana, where we're actually here on the radio.
Where Rob's building his summer home.
That's right. And anyway, that's the guy at the sign. It's one of those like signs that you see in front of a church.
Yeah.
Where they have the sliding letters.
Right. Why is the one of the letters on that?
The S is backwards, like the Toys R Us R is backwards.
A little strange with that.
It says Herb Legger's Barber Shop.
Uh-huh.
Open, whites, and the S is backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Whites only.
This is Robert the Mailman.
That might be code.
That's up on the up on the website. That's like a story that tells itself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Although there is a story to it, and we're going to get the guy on the air because, after all, we are the kings of Lafayette, Louisiana.
Wonder how long he quit drinking for.
Don't you ever forget it.
Mm-hmm.
That guy? Yeah. He's never quit drinking.
No, I think
this is Robert the Mailman.
He's stuck with it.
And he's fine.
He drinks the blue stuff with the combs in it.
That's a great Buzz. Barbicide.
What is it, Buzz?
Barbicide.
Ask her it by name.
Mm, Barbicide Shooters.
What do we have on our big Barbicide show?
All right.
We'll be right back. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it! Oh, that sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the DAX. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell.
Hmm.
Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't like you. Probably you could. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
There you go.
This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
We were just on the phone with Penn Jillette's, his wife, his manager, whoever in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Penn is still watching 24.
That's great.
He's watching the last season of 24. Apparently, got done with the Penn and Teller show in Vegas last night, late in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Was going to start watching the entire season of 24.
Like overnight, right?
Yeah, and we just called to see if he wants to come on. Mm-hmm. And the message was he paused the TV.
Yes.
Said yes, he wants to come on, but he still has 5 hours to go.
Sure. There he goes.
So we'll have a pen on at some point.
That boy ain't right.
Now let's see. Mike.
Yes.
Am I an alcoholic?
Okay.
we should all take this because I think a lot of us will fall into this category.
Okay.
Right. Here we go. Answer yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever decided to stop drinking for a week or so, but it only lasted a couple of days?
Yes.
Write down your own answers on this, okay?
Right, wait a minute.
For me, that would be no.
Rob, right. I need a piece of legal paper.
No for me also.
Okay. Do you wish people would mind their own business about your drinking? No.
No. No, I don't care.
Okay. Have you ever switched from one kind of drink to another in the hope that you wouldn't get drunk?
No.
No.
No? Have you ever had an eye-opener upon awakening during the past year? No.
No. No.
Do you envy people who can drink without getting into trouble? Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Let's say yes.
Mike?
Sure. Why did I sound defensive with that answer? You notice you went, you guys both went, yeah, yeah, and I went, sure. just a little self-analysis there.
Do you need a drink to get started or to stop shaking?
No.
No?
No.
Have you
Don't
had,
be ridiculous.
Have you had problems connected with drinking? That's Mike, your microphone's shaking.
Sorry.
Have you had problems connected with drinking during the last year?
Yes.
No.
No. Has your drinking caused trouble at home? Nope.
No.
Do you ever try to get extra drinks at a party because you do not get enough?
No. I always get enough.
Yes.
Do you tell yourself you can stop drinking anytime you want to, but you don't stop?
No.
No.
Well, if I'm being honest, yes. I say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially with Frida. You say it's only one drink.
I don't. You mean, what's the question again? Give me the question again.
I believe I had some honesty caught in my throat. Give me a moment to have a non-alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell yourself you can stop drinking anytime you want to, but you don't stop?
No, I think when I tell myself I'm going to stop.
See, I've got to be honest. I used to say to Frida all the time, like she would bust my balls and say, you know, you're as bad as your dad. Every night you come home and have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I could quit anytime. Mm-hmm. She'd say, quit tonight. I said, well, you picked a bad night.
Yeah, not tonight.
Not tonight. Do you have blackouts? No.
Related to alcohol?
Yes. Buzz?
No.
Mike?
Yes. Well, a blackout is like you don't remember something, right?
I know that.
You don't remember something. Blackout is a strong word, but I'm saying it's, you know, hey, I don't remember saying that. That's technically a blackout.
Huh? Last question. Have you ever felt your life would be better if you didn't drink?
Oh, yes.
Nope.
No.
All right, time to add them up.
Uh-huh. All right.
Time to add them up. You are supposed to answer just yes. Count up your yeses. You're not just supposed to answer yes.
Uh-huh.
Count your yeses.
Okay.
I had 3. I envy people who can drink without getting into trouble. I tell myself I can stop drinking anytime I want to, but I don't stop. No, I think I only had 2. 2 yeses. Buzz, how about you?
I only had 2 yeses. I don't remember what questions they were.
Okay, Mike?
I only had 5.
5 yeses.
If you answered yes 4 or more times,
yes,
you are in serious trouble. Be honest with yourself.
We're just in time.
You have to live with your problem, but your friends and family are affected too. There is help out there. Contact Alcoholics Anonymous. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
That's crap.
Thank you. I don't know.
That's crap.
I don't know.
That's crap.
I don't know.
That's crap. You are high functioning.
And a few of those no's were borderline.
You and Madonna living on the borderline?
On the borderline. Ooh. Tough to be honest sometimes.
No, yeah. I did used to hear that from Frida an awful lot. Because, as you know, I've abused just about everything that's ever been offered to me. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I've never really abused was booze. And she would say to me, you know, you've made so much progress if you would just... Her whole big thing was if you would just stop smoking cigars. And mm-hmm. I was never going to stop smoking cigars. And if you would just stop drinking. And, I mean, I would not come home... No offense, Mike. I wouldn't mm-hmm. come home and have 10 beers at night. But it was my routine. It is my routine.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's busy back there, but there was somebody who should have taken
that
test.
You know, that's true.
Oh, hold on.
He's on the phone.
Zero. Shut up. Step up here for a second. Hold on a second. What are you talking to?
My girlfriend.
Zero yeses?
Robbie Gomez.
Okay, here we go. Rob.
Yes.
Have you ever decided to stop drinking for a week or so, but it only lasted a couple of days?
No.
Do you wish people would mind their own business about your drinking?
No.
Have you ever switched from one kind of drink to another in the hope that you wouldn't get drunk?
No.
Have you ever had an eye-opener?
No, I don't like that.
Do you envy people who can drink without getting into trouble?
If you envy that person, look only to me, because I am that person.
Do you need a drink to get started or to stop shaking?
No.
Have you had problems connected to drinking during the last year?
No, not over 13 months, right?
Has your drinking caused trouble at home?
No, it helps.
You ever try to get extra drinks at a party because you don't get enough?
No.
Do you tell yourself you can stop drinking anytime you want to, but you don't stop?
No.
Do you have blackouts?
No.
You ever felt your life would be better if you didn't drink?
I feel very strongly the other way.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's right.
He's clean, zero.
And, who's that? Here
is Joe. Joe is stepping in. Hi, Joe. Did you take the test?
Yes, I did.
How many yeses for you? Six.
Thank you, Rob. Oh, Rob, wait. Rob just gave me a very paternal.
Mike, hold on a second.
Seven?
We have a winner.
Yeah.
Really? Let me ask Joe.
Okay. I think it was seven.
Joe Ardinger. Have you ever decided to stop drinking for a week or so, but it only lasted a couple of days?
No.
Do you wish people would mind their own business about your drinking?
No.
Well, you all the rest of these better be yes, then, for God's sakes. Let's see. You ever switch from one drink to another in the hopes that you wouldn't get drunk?
No.
He lost count because he's drunk.
Are you having a blackout now?
Are you having a blackout now? Have you ever had to have an eye-opener upon awakening during the last year? All right, that's a yes. Do you envy people who can drink without getting into trouble?
Yes.
Do you need to drink? Do you need a drink to get started or to stop shaking?
Yes.
Have you had problems?
Hold on. Let me see. Stop shaking?
Oh, absolutely. It's the only way.
Wow.
The only way to fix yourself up.
Oh, man. Okay. Wow. I have no.
It's like I like.
This is a bonding day for Joe and myself.
Like I like to say, this double bloody is treating me right.
Joe.
That's three yeses. So far.
Has your drinking caused problems at home?
Yes.
Sorry, baby.
Have you had problems connected with drinking during the past year?
Yes.
Do you ever try to get...
It was the fall.
Last fall.
Do you ever try to get extra drinks at a party because you do not get enough?
If that includes concerts, yes.
Oh, it would.
Yeah, that's a point.
Do you tell yourself you can stop drinking anytime you want to and you don't stop?
Yeah.
Do you have blackouts?
Oh, sure.
Have you ever felt your life would be better if you didn't drink?
No.
That's eight yeses.
Hey,
I love you, man.
You got to feel better about yourself now, Mike.
You know what? That's the first time this has ever happened on the show, I think. Mm-hmm. Really. You have actually made me look better here.
And I
think that about you, man.
I'm glad I could help.
Thank you, Joe.
You know what this means?
What?
That you have a warning sign before you need to quit.
Yeah.
Wait for Joe to pass away. God forbid. And then you'll know there's the time.
Wow. I'm very surprised.
Joe.
At the shaking.
Joe Canary.
That to me is late stage.
Well, haven't you? Well, no, Mike, you've never gotten one. Not that I'm
surprised.
I've
never had the shakes.
I'm surprised about the shaking. No, I wasn't going to say that to you about the shaking. Have you never gotten the drunken call or the drunken email from Joe?
You know, I was going to joke with him when you were talking about getting one, and I think he talked to Rob or Buzz, and say, you know, Joe, I would love to be the recipient of one of your drunken emails.
Rob, why are you...
Dump that.
Why are you saying that?
Be safe, because they don't come at convenient times.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, an email doesn't matter.
Well, the phone calls sometimes...
I do not want the phone calls.
Sometimes do come at odd hours.
I really don't think the phone, but I'd love to get an email.
What you should do is have...
I'd love to get a drunken email from Joe.
Should mail something to you here at the station.
So it can be screened.
Exactly. Smell and he doesn't know your address.
Gotcha. I understand now, Dave.
Okay, Dave. God damn. Well, congratulations, Mike.
Well, I'm in the danger zone. You read it in that survey there.
Oh, come on. You're not Kenny Loggins.
Fall into the danger zone. The thing is, can I be honest with you?
Please.
I had the worst hangover coming in on the show, and all this talking has just cured it.
Well, that's great.
That and the water. I feel fantastic. I really do.
I did get something for you today when I was looking on the intranet. There's all this crap. You know, there's so much Donald Trump crap. Like, yeah. I could care less that he got paid over $1 million for a speech about how to get rich, right, and that he's got balloons now that he's putting out with his name on. I mean,
he's got the lottery here in Virginia. I mean, around the country, probably.
Apprentice lottery. And what he's doing now, his latest thing is, if you want to have a party, a birthday party, a holiday party, and instead of having
like a Batman, let's say, or Spider-Man, or Jesus, Napoleon Dynamite theme.
Right.
You could have a Donald Trump theme for your party, where you get, instead of the big thing with the letters on the string that spells out happy birthday,
uh-huh,
it spells out Trump.
He's Mr. Branding.
And all of the balloons say Trump on them. And I'm reading all this crap on the intranet.
Right.
And then I found something that I know would make you feel better about Donald Trump, just like it made me feel
okay
better.
Okay, all right, I'd like to hear
bring
it on.
All right. He has a book coming out, and I'm reading through the crib notes. They send us an advance copy. Yeah, thank you, Rob. And they only give you, like, the best paragraphs.
Right.
The book is called Trump Nation, The Art of Being the Donald.
Uh-huh.
And it's another one of his books where he's just giving himself the old J.O.
Yeah.
But, hold on, where's the quote right here? That I knew you... You would like this, just like I did. About Marla Maples.
Yeah.
It didn't take long. Donald Trump got bored with Marla Maples very soon into their marriage. In the book, I'm going to quote this now from the thing they sent. Marla Maples. I was bored of her when I was walking down the aisle.
Wow.
I was thinking, what the F am I doing here?
Wow.
He was bored with her when he was walking down the aisle.
Wow.
Don't you like Donald Trump a little more now, even though he's like selling balloons with his name on them?
But Donald, that's brutally honest.
And yeah. Also,
brutally.
He don't like Viagra.
Really?
He wants you to know that he don't like it.
Good. That's part of the, you're talking about what he does in his books. That's more of that.
But the other quote in the book that's funny is, if you need Viagra, it's very possible you are with the wrong woman.
You know, I mean, well, I don't think you need Viagra with that Melania.
No.
I really don't think so.
Not for a while.
But he is, really, with him, I don't know how much of it is real and how much of it is just his strategy.
Yeah. Okay, we got to hit a break because we've got two things we got to get to before the news. Just let me mention, it's not 5:30 on the East Coast yet, so yeah. The office is still open. So I hope everybody throughout the building is listening. This, I'm sure, comes from the Hughes Laboratories. There's a British magazine called Personnel Today,
uh-huh,
and they did a survey of British bosses versus American bosses.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. In Britain, the number of bosses, how do I put this? They asked them, how do you feel about fat employees meeting important clients?
Mm.
In Britain, only 10%. The bosses said, only 10% of the bosses said that they would be concerned with fat people seeing clients.
Right.
In America, 75% of the bosses said that they don't want fat people to meet their clients.
Ouch.
Have you ever wondered how come there's never a client in this radio station?
They all go out on their sales calls.
Only 10% of the Brits.
Wow.
But 75% of Americans.
How about that?
Come on, fatties.
Eating all their boiled meat.
And how about the clients? I mean, I can't speak about all of the clients here at the radio station, but they, you know, a lot of them that I've seen, frankly, they're big lard asses themselves.
Hello. Yeah. Go on. I don't care. 10%. Go see your client.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike. How are you guys? Hi. This is Mark down in Tampa.
Hi there, Mark. We're doing great.
Mike, I'd like to give you my daily motto and my rationale that gets me through every day, okay, with regards to the drinking, okay?
Yes, go ahead, please. Sir.
The liver is evil. It must be punished.
Thank you. I'll put that on my wall.
Sober advice.
You know, we don't have time for the barber now. Well, you call him tomorrow. We'll get the barber on the show.
Good.
We've got his picture on our website anyway. Good old Herb Legger.
Whites only.
From Lafayette, Louisiana.
Jesus.
Your whites only barber.
Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, he just is not qualified to cut black people's hair.
That's what he says.
There's a different technique.
Yes.
They have a special technique. That's why we got to get this guy on the show.
Sure.
It's not like Rob's thinking about flying all the way down to Louisiana for his haircuts from now on.
All he needs to do is rent one movie. Barbershop.
Barbershop. Shut up. And then he also says, because he wants to cut, there's also a special technique for cutting white people's hair.
Called the bowl.
I don't have the knowledge to cut black people's hair.
Those quotes sound exactly like that's how he's going to sound. I don't have the knowledge.
When a black customer comes in,
uh-huh,
I refer him to a barber across the street who can handle the blacks.
That's what he said.
Handle the blacks.
God.
But he maintains that he's not a racist.
Yeah.
He's just saying he don't know how to cut black people's hair.
You go across the street.
Anyway, we'll have that guy.
And, but, you know, it's one thing to do that. It's another thing to put it up on your sign.
And really,
that's where he gets me with the sign.
You got to go to dynamikewebsite.com and click on today's big stinking show log, and you will see the picture not only of the sign, which is just as white trash, no pun intended, cheesy as it could possibly be, and then him. He kind of looks like Ernest T. Bass from Andy of Mayberry.
Right. Absolutely. Very strange looking man.
Anyway. Herb Legger.
Herb. I send them across the street.
Across.
Whites only.
When people come in. Like they'd come in anyway. Yeah. You know, like anybody would come in with that sign.
Right.
Let me just tell you, when we come back,
yes?
Royalty will be on the show.
Yes.
Ooh, about time.
Royalty. We're great. You know, Halloween, All Hallows Eve is just around the corner.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we will be talking to the president.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's right, Mike.
The main man?
You ever pulled back Tweety's head?
Oh, the best candy in the world.
That's right. I should say, isn't that something? How about that?
How many of the little candies do you make every year?
They're not chocolate candy.
Oh, that's incredible.
Paz.
Isn't that something?
You're the president.
How about that? How many cartoon characters do you have as dispensers?
You like the small candies? Listen, I promise.
It could go either way.
No, I promise you. You promise not to drink for a month?
Okay.
I promise you, I will not go down the Larry Road today. I will stick totally with the old, hey, how you doing?
Super duper.
Okay? Uh-huh. You're on your own.
You like the sweet?
Boy, it's tempting.
Yeah.
Just like drinking. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.